The message interim head coach Eric Studisville has preached to his players, staff, and even the media since taking over at Dove Valley has been not to let the coaching change become a distraction and to not let it steal any focus away from preparing for Arizona. Both teams are trying to win their fourth game of the year. The Broncos would love to give Studisville his first win as a head coach.
We're thinking about winning a game. That's our main focus right now. We don't have time to be worrying about things outside of football. We got to come out and get focused and get ready to play a good Arizona team.
The thing that always comes to the head is that you're getting ready for the Cardinals, you know. And, you know, just like I said the week before, if you think about anything else, it's not fair to the city of Denver and the fans and this organization. So we've been focused and locked in on the Cardinals.
It's going to let us do our thing, and I think that's very important. You know, we've got a lot of guys in here that know what to do, and, you know, if you just let us go out there and do it, we'll be successful.
Bailey will most likely spend his afternoon trying to limit the production of Cardinals wide receiver and Pro Bowler Larry Fitzgerald, the same way he shut out Dwayne Bowe a week ago. On the other side of the ball, offensive coordinator Mike McCoy will take over calling plays, a role he's had before and is excited to have again.
I played quarterback my entire life growing up, and then chasing a dream in the NFL from time to time, you know, from team to team, and playing up in Canada and stuff. So I've played quarterback all my life. So I'm someone who, when you watch the game or even on the sidelines, I understand what they're going through. Not every play is going to be perfect, but we've got to trust the quarterback. That's why he is our quarterback, to make the right decisions. They're not always going to be perfect. And I dealt with a guy in Carolina for a number of years where he'd come to the sideline and, you know, it might not be the greatest result sometime, but the week before, you know, it was a touchdown. And he'll tell you this. And all I want the guys to do is be honest and upfront with me, tell me what they saw, and we'll correct some mistakes if it happens.
Mike's played quarterback at a high level. I think he sees the game as a quarterback. He was my position coach last year, and I have a great relationship with Mike. So got a ton of confidence in him. Certainly, it won't be the same, as hearing Josh, throughout the helmet. But I've already got to work, so far this week with Mike moving forward, and I'm excited for it.
We're really not changing our routine here. We're going by and sticking to what we've done all year long. It's worked offensively for us, and the players have done a good job executing the system, so we're going to continue to do that.
The Cardinals announced Friday, with Derek Anderson not being able to practice all week and Max Hall already on injured reserve, rookie John Skelton will make his first start at quarterback on Sunday. And back here at Dove Valley, cornerback Andre Goodman, he practiced all week, albeit on a limited basis. He's listed as questionable. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. More from University of Phoenix Stadium on Sunday.